This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This coming Monday is the due date for the Puerto Rican government to repay another $60 million to bondholders. The government is already preparing statements, assuming it won't have the cash, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
It wouldn't technically be a default. These bonds don't have legal repercussions for non-payment, but it's not just banks and bondholders affected.
People are just trying on the day-to-day to just make ends meet.
Mariana Yusti is from Puerto Rico. She's now in Peru working on her PhD in Latin American studies.
And there's a big sense of that, like, things are not good.
The Hilton Condado Casino, which had been on the island for 40 years, announced plans to close last week. But the government is still hoping tourism will save the day. Mario Mercado called me from San Juan.
Since the government and the public funds are running low, they are now depending on private investors.
In other words, private companies coming in instead of taking off. But even if Puerto Rico makes a debt payment next week, it's not out of the woods. Its debt sits at about $72 billion, and Puerto Rico is in the middle of an historic drought. Many Puerto Ricans have indeed elected to leave the island for the mainland. Latest census projections say Puerto Rico will lose another 500,000 people by 2050. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.